looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Everyone, welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and I'm here to give you reasons to feel good. And I was really thinking about that one today, about feeling good. What makes people feel good? And it's more than just, you know, a smile and a skip in your step, but it really is about feeling authentic and living authentically and being able to hear what you want from inside of your head and your heart, and then being able to show that and to shine that and to be able to rise from inside of all the wants and desires and legacy that you want to leave and just live that happy life. And I thought, I know what show today must be then, because it was so powerful. And we have got a show for you really all about living authentically, but being able to have a conversation that is so true, that allows you to rise above it. Today is all about Rise, Amazing Woman Rise. And we have Marsh Engel with us here today. So first I want to say hello and welcome her.
Hi, Lisa. So happy to be here with you today. What a great day for this conversation.
It does. You know, I love that it's spring. So we're having that little turn, like things are rising from the ground. They're sprouting, they're doing their thing, and that's their truth. I mean, that's why, you know, they have to kind of grow. But I want to share with everybody who you are, which so many people know you, and if they don't, they're going to want to. I mentioned this in my post this morning, that every time I have any interaction with you, whether you know it or not, because I can sometimes I just read about you, there is something so supportive and loving to every part of, I think, somebody's body, whether it's feminine heart, masculine side, it's just, you're just so supportive. And I wanted to share that with everybody first. So that if you think you're not going to be here, you want to share this hour with us. But Marsh Engel is a pioneer and leading authority in the field of women's success by bridging creativity, personal power, and achievement. A multi-published author of the Amazing Woman book series, an award-winning entrepreneur. Her work and multi-decade research promotes practices that lead women to success with influence and impact. Oh, I love those two words. You can always learn more about her through marshengel.com, or always go over to amazingwomennation.com. There's so much resources and just stuff there that makes you feel good. But to kick off my question, Marsh, is... You are leaving this legacy. Why is it so important to you to help others be a leader and have a legacy and make the impact?
Oh, it's such a deep, rich question. Someone asked me the other day when I first started thinking of Amazing Woman and Amazing Woman Movement or Amazing Woman's Day. And, you know, my initial thought would be, well, it happened in 1999 when my mom died. But the fact is, it goes way back to my childhood. And I think I realized then that my esteem was so low as a young girl. And as I looked around with my ideas and the way I wanted to reflect myself and the way my voice wished to be heard in the world and the way I wished to model myself, to be seen in the world, for me to be true to myself, as a young girl, it really wasn't accepted or validated or assured or any, it actually was the opposite. It was laughed at. So I think that at a very, very young age, and the reason I think that I'm going to tell you in just a minute, but I think at a very young age, I decided that I was going to do all I could do to affirm myself, to step into my pure expression. We call it authenticity, but it's just truly letting my voice be heard, regardless of the laughter, regardless of the making fun. And it kind of ignited within me a rebel, a healthy rebel, not a rebel that pushed back on people, but a rebel that said, be true to your own heart, Marsh. And you know how I did that? As I began to interview kids in the neighborhood, And I think that's where I first, I call it sacred sight, because it's the ability to look at someone, like you and I look at each other, and we immediately go to seeing the very best in you, seeing the talents in you, seeing the gift that wish to be expressed through you. Many people say, you know, a soul-to-soul conversation. At the time when I was about 8 or 10 years old, I just thought it was great fun looking into the eyes and the heart of a young person sitting across from me, a young friend, a boy or a girl sitting across from me, and asking them questions about themselves, asking them about, you know, what were their deepest desires? What did they want to be when they grew up? What, you know, what were their favorite subjects to study? I mean, simple childhood questions. But I think as I reflect back on that, what that did was it expressed a pure interest in what you're about. And, you know, we only need that expression, that validated or that reflected back to us once. When somebody's interested in what we stand for, all at once, we become more interested in sharing it with the world.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. The word express, not only was, you know, I really feeling that from you, like that to be able to express, and how do we want to express, and you are finding your ways of helping others to express, because when we do bottle it up or we're told we cannot say it, then it hurts. And then we've got a lot of hurt people walking around and just trying to find a way to express it. And that's what I think is so neat about you, is that you not only at such a young age, my goodness, that's so cool, 8 years old, you know, interviewing and asking people, but, and then to give them an outlet, whether it be in book or story sharing or speaking on stage or doing these things, like expression is really, I feel like you're a leader in allowing somebody to express their voice.
Thank you. You know, it's an absolute pure joy, though, to see someone light up when their truest, highest expression, their truest, highest self is recognized and acknowledged. And yeah. I'm using the word validated a lot today, and I don't mean validated in that we're needy and we need to be validated. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's like a reflection of, I see you, I hear you, I know what you're about, and I see that as great value. So mm-hmm. when the Amazing Woman's Day concept or idea came to me, I realized that it was time. To me, these are very feminine. This is our very feminine nature, is to look to the highest of somebody and be willing to help them celebrate it. So when Amazing Woman's Day, or the concept came to me, which was right after my mom's passing, her death in 1999, which set me on that journey of search for the amazing woman, what I realized is that we needed a space of connection. We needed that place of collaboration. We needed that place of where we could bring out our feminine creative nature in a way and express it in a way that would move us forward, living our higher purpose, living our sacred self, whatever we want to call it, but being fully available to show up. And why, I'm going to tell you why I believe this is so important. I believe that today, more than ever, the pure essence of women's creativity and our ability to innovate is based in our ability to trust that distinction that comes through us, that uniqueness that comes through us, those crazy wild ideas that many times we laugh at ourselves. I mean, I've laughed at my ideas many times, and I definitely had my ideas laughed at. I even had Amazing Woman's Day laughed at and told that it would never happen. We can talk about that in a little bit. It's like pages of the new book. But I think that we needed that space, and that's what Rise Amazing Woman Rise, the We Rise live events are about, is creating that environment where you can show up and be absolutely certain that your uniqueness and your individuality will be celebrated. It's like we're encouraging you to show up and express your ideas that perhaps in your family setting or even your current setting with your colleagues that are current in your life, or somebody that just simply can't see or understand what you stand for, then we will see that in the environment that you're in and help to move you forward in a way that will propel your success, your leadership, and most importantly, help to create a shift in our culture of women's success and leadership.
You are just, see how you hold that space so effortlessly for so many people. I can feel that. And it actually brought up a personal question now, but I think every person's going to have this question. You talked about, you come up with an idea and you think, oh my gosh, that's so crazy or silly, or why would I? And then you, A, have either shared your silly idea so many times that you are now laughed at or said it would never happen. So do we break down and just go, okay, fine, I'll follow through on my idea, but I just won't tell anybody? Or do we really search for that right space and people where we can share it? Because we need to collaborate.
That's really good. Lisa, that's such a good question, because how many of us right now listening to the conversation, how many of us, including myself, have let go of grand ideas because somebody else didn't believe in what we believe in? And I think that it all begins with, even Amazing Woman's Day. I mean, I could go back to that. It's from the pages of the book when I first developed the concept of this experience, this environment where women would share and connect and really have that space of collaboration. Not only did I have major thought leaders that I had well respected that were mentors of mine tell me that nobody wanted to collaborate, that it wasn't a good idea. I had advisors tell me that if I put feminine next to leadership, or if I put feminine next to success, or they would want to step over the words and they'd want to call it female leadership or female success. And I said, no, it's feminine leadership. It's feminine success. And they, you know, if you put those two words together, no one will take you serious.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, that might be. It could be. Maybe they're right. And I started doubting and questioning myself. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, Lisa, my heart said, you must do this. This is something that is coming through you. This is something that you must act upon and follow. And as I examined it further, I'm going to tell you that it wasn't the two words together, feminine leadership. It was the word feminine that was triggering people.
Mm-hmm.
We thought as feminine something very different than what it truly is, which is innovation, creativity, highly intuitive, a collaborative, really willingness to believe in ourselves, which is what when we talk about the feminine heart, really going in and believing in those ideas. So I think the first part of your question is we must learn to value and trust our ideas while we can't eliminate outside advisors, but right. We must always come back to our own heart, Lisa. We must always come back and ask ourselves, how does this feel to me? Am I being guided to bring this forth in the world? And if I am, what language can I use that will make it engaging, that will make it relatable? What offering am I bringing forth, and what are the values and the answers and the solutions that this is bringing forth? And get very, very clear in that. When we get very, very clear on the solution that we're bringing forth or what we're standing for and how it will positively impact the lives of others, when we get super clear on that, I mean, me and the image in my mirror in front of me, when the two of us can get very, very clear on that, when I step out into the world with that idea, or you step out with the idea, or anyone listening steps out with your idea, it's amazing how our certainty will start to shift the responses that people have to us.
Mm, I love that word, certainty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. I love it. You know, it's the word that is sometimes challenging for us because we've not often been taught to be certain about our own ideas or be certain about our creativity.
You actually, it makes me think of that game show where you finally give your answer and they go, is that your final answer? And you're like, oh, I don't know, wait, you know, it kind of just a double.
Exactly, exactly. And we, you know, the truth is that we as a feminine culture have been overtaught to doubt ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have been overtaught, and we could use the word conditioned, but let me just say overtaught today, overmodeled to us.
Yeah.
That we, are you sure that's what you're about? Are you sure that's what you want to say? Are you sure that's what you stand for? Are you sure that's what people will want? Are you sure that? And we have had so much inner dialogue just over and over and over that it is a natural state for us to doubt our own good ideas. Yeah. So I say that I'm going to go back to that little girl in me that became that rebel, because she didn't have that modeling around her of mentorship or of the leadership that was wanting to be expressed through her, that rebel started to be birthed. So we really do need to find a peaceful relationship with our own inner rebel that says, you know what, if I'm going to take a stand for one side or the other, if that's really what I have to do, believing in myself or doubting myself, I'm going to stand in the direction. I'm going to lean towards believing in myself. And if I have to rebel against or rebel for myself and let everything else fall away for a minute until those that can see my ideas, trust my ideas, value how I stand in my ideas, until they can come in and surround me, I'm going to be my own best colleague, my own best ally in trusting that this idea is something that's a value of merit and can be relatable to the masses in a way that is absolutely necessary. That's, you know, when Amazing Woman's Day came and I thought, you know what, I've got to just go with this. And even if
I'm so glad you did.
I know, I am too. I mean, it's like, can you imagine the trajectory of my life?
It is.
And
you know,
hold that thought for a second. Okay.
Just because we're going to sneak away to commercial, but I do want people to hear that when we do come back, how that belief in Marcia herself has changed the world literally in 2 minutes.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Imagine tapping into a power where you could access the ability to transform your views of money, success, happiness, and fulfillment. A power that you could unlock hidden talents, uncover new meaning, and amplify the significance of your purpose. Well, the feminine heart is the source of that power, intelligence, insight, and understanding. Join this new wave of women's leadership that's emerging. Be the woman who knows her greatest power to create goes well beyond the day-to-day striving for results. Be the woman who knows her true power to contribute to the world in significant ways is one that expresses her heart, enlivens her creativity, and elevates her spirit. Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise. An Amazing Woman Legacy book compiled by Marsh Engel, sharing the 8 essential powers of the feminine from 8 influential mentors, entrepreneurs, and change makers that will help you tap into that power. Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise. Your legacy begins by leading with a feminine heart.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Welcome back to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And if your heart has ever needed a pep talk, you just got to listen to Marsh Engel anytime, like just no matter when. And because here's the thing, she's actually helping to change the conversation between the feminine heart and the world and just about how to really create this legacy. And when just before we went to break there, and those commercials always have to sneak in, but really, I would love for you to share it's more than 10 years now, but in 10 years alone, because you followed your heart and you decided to leave this legacy to change the conversation, what impact has been made with amazing women?
Gosh, you know what? It immediately caught fire. As soon as I started, I saw that I was onto something that women were longing for, and that was collaboration and connection. So it started in 99. Our first live events were in 2001,
right.
And we were in 10 U.S. cities the first year. We were in 50 U.S. cities the second year, and Lisa, the big thing, we did those all on the same day. So we did 10 U.S. cities on the same day, and we did 50 U.S. cities on the same day the second year. And then we got smarter, and we started doing tours, which was one city at a time. The large event, doing the events all on the same day was an amazing, I think, anchoring experience for the movement, because we were able to be in so many cities simultaneously. Of course, remember, that's 2001, before we had streaming media, before we had podcasts, and before, it's not that long ago, but it sounds like, ancient history. But there was a time when we didn't have streaming media, we didn't have podcasts. And over time, we've reached, it's given focus to 25,000 or more, I will say by now, thought leaders, teachers, spiritual intuitives, people that are making a big difference in the world or wish to make a big difference. And we did that by bringing together a collaboration and a connection. The events themselves were attended by way over 100,000 over the years.
Wow.
And again, they were drawn there for that same reason, I believe, which was collaboration and connection. How can they find that space within themselves that they themselves are collaborating with their own good ideas? So when I speak about collaboration, many times we think about collaborating outside of ourselves. But what I'd like to introduce as we speak about it today is collaboration is really, first and foremost, collaborating with the truth of who you are, meaning linking arms with the truth of your voice, the truth of your ideas, the truth of what you stand for, the truth of what you will soon know, if you don't already, begin to recognize your higher purpose, because you're now trusting yourself by collaborating and acting upon those ideas. And then that connection that I'm talking about is, there's two ways that we look at it. We look at that connection with ourself and our higher self, our intuitive abilities, connecting with our spiritual self, connecting with our spiritual practice, but also connecting with the depth of others that can reflect back the truth of who we are. So collaboration and connection are two very deep words that I believe to be the core desire of most of us, at least for the community that is drawn to the Amazing Woman movement and the We Rise movement. It's about, how can we work together? How can I first and foremost work with myself for my truth to be heard and seen? And how can I connect with myself on a higher level and also connect with others? So that desire at some point gives way to our higher purpose. And when we step into the higher purpose, Lisa, we are on fire. We open up the energy of receptivity. We open up the power of attraction. We fire up our motivation and our inspiration. So I believe that I can't remember what your question was now. I think it's, how many did we impact? I think it's one by one that we've impacted. I know you and I, when we first reconnected through the We Rise and Rise Amazing My series that you beautifully did, that featured all eight of the authors that brought forth the essential powers, the feminine heart, that are in the new book, Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise. She did such a beautiful, beautiful job in bringing forth that. And I'm going to tell you, everyone that took part in the series, everyone that I know that listened to it, I got so many beautiful compliments about your work. And
well, thank you.
Say, thank you, and bravo. What really a wonderful job you did.
Well, thank you. And I had to share that it actually, you were the one who, it was for me in 2010 that I met you, and then I got to be a table leader of the amazing woman. And, you know, here's an honest confession, is that when I first went, do you know that I did not know it was okay to shine still, that I wouldn't even tell people the name of the event that I was at for a while, because I was like, oh, I don't want to say, like, I'm an amazing woman or extraordinary woman, or I thought, what gives me the right to say that and call myself that? And it was because of your events. Like, I would never be doing a show if I hadn't learned that it was not just okay to listen to the feminine heart, but to connect with, like what you just said, to collaborate with my feminine heart. So thank you.
Such a beautiful testimony that by you following your call to be there at that event and to take part at that event, and you being willing to say yes to that, even in your discomfort at saying yes. Even if, you know, at the We Rise event that just happened on the 13th, I believe, of April it was, here in Los Angeles. It was just recently, and we brought all of the co-authors came together, everyone spoke, the room was just on fire. But, you know, the main message that I was bringing forth is that it's time to put a rumble into our rising and embrace our discontent. Let's put that rumble and be willing to look at the areas of our life that we're just no longer willing to settle for, that we feel that sense of disconnect. And the reason I was called to speak about that is because every one of my biggest breakthroughs in my own personal life have come by recognizing the discontent and embracing it, not judging it or thinking I needed to fix it, by listening to the discontent and the rumble that was within me to rise to a new level. And that's what my biggest breakthroughs have always come from. So I always, you know, is that a rumble happening right now? Or if you feel some level of discontent, I say that we all embrace it and we look to see what is it that we're being called to. How can we step into a new definition of ourselves? How can we redefine our futures or our destinies? How can we begin to see next steps that maybe we're a little bit nervous about, but we're now willing to face? What is it that we can do to put that rumble into our rising and truly own and manifest our purpose? It's time.
With you yourself, because I know you are just, you're inspired and holding so much space and allow, like, it isn't an allowing, but in that loving, allowing way to encourage others, women, to do this. I have to ask you, your next, you know what, I think the old word used to be breakthrough, but it sounds so, and I say masculine because forceful and everything, but you're right, we're rising and we're stepping up as opposed to breaking through. What is your next step up, rise? What are you right now? I'm going to put you on the hot seat right now. What are you uncomfortable about right now, but you know you have to do and you want to do it to help move forward?
Well, I think that I just went through a discomfort. I went through a major discomfort, and this is going to surprise you, maybe or maybe not, but it surprised me. It is letting go of areas that I have been controlling that I did not even realize I was trying to control. And outcomes that I was trying to direct in a way that was less receptive and more controlling. So I just went through, it was like in my face, you know, went through an experience recently where I had to let go of everything and only let people support me and allow them for me. And to, oh my gosh, Lisa, it was in my face, the areas where I was trying to control. It was like directing everything. And I was like, oh my, are there. Loving people are there. The support is there. And then we can take it into the spiritual realms as well. Yeah. Trust that my intentions are being recognized. Trust that my prayers are being heard. Trust that I am taken care of. The things that we sometimes doubt and don't think about. So it's in the material realm, and it's also in the spiritual realm that a breakthrough, I'm going to say, had to happen, but is continuing to happen today. And it was so subliminal, the way I was less receptive and the way I was so, you know, this is the way it needs to be or this is the way it should be, and had to let go of all of that because I'm going to credit the situation I was in. I had a focus on my health. It took all of my attention towards my health. And by the way, I'm great and fine, so no worry here. But I, when I had to do that, when I was, you know, literally on my back and had to do that, it gave me this window of opportunity, which also brings me to that place where, you know, those pivotal moments in our life, mm-hmm. those moments of what we're calling discontent, but those pivotal moments like me being on my back and not being able to do for myself required that I let others do for me. And that opened me up to the energies of receptivity, which then opened me up to a power of attracting in more of what my desires are. And interestingly enough, fired up my own motivation.
Because it's inspiration.
Interesting. Yeah. So breaking through or, you know, raising the ceiling or shattering the ceiling of my willingness to be receptive has actually given birth to a new level of inspiration and love for what my sacred work is about. You know, when you do something for a long time, keeping it fresh is part of the job, you know, keeping it fresh and filled with a lot of love.
Well, I'm so happy that you, of all people, did receive this new freshness and flow, and because if you've already done this, I can't wait to see what you or feel what you're about to do. You can hear it bubbling up, like you're all fired up in there, and your soul is just opening up and ready to go.
I am so fired up, and that's a good feeling because. You can think back, I've been focused and dedicating my days to the Amazing Woman Movement since 1999. And this is a good thing to talk about for anyone that's been with your career for a period of time. It doesn't have to be that many years. It could be a year. It could be, you know, 6 months, whatever it is. It could be 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. If you're with it for a long time, it can start to feel stale or ordinary or the same or repetitive. So what we have to do is we have to find ways to wake up the new, to innovate new ideas, to elevate and evolve the conversation that we're having. It doesn't mean you have to throw everything away. I'm certainly not throwing Amazing Woman away and all the beauty that I can feel from that, the energy of that movement. But it's my job to continually let go of the way things have been and evolve and elevate them to the next new level. And that's not just for me, and that's not just for a movement. That's for our work every single day. I used to say I'd wake up in the morning and turn on, you know, fire up my computer and look at my work for the day and fall in love with whatever new I could bring to that page. And I think that's what our, you know, if there's any good advice for how to stay true to a message for a length of time, or how to stay true to a movement in this case, or your sacred work, it's to continually let go of the control, just like I did, be more receptive to the new, and then trust that that new is taking you to an elevated space that will evolve your message and your work in the world.
That was so beautiful. And I feel like it was almost like without you even knowing that those steps in for law of attraction, first is like what you said, you let go, then you align and be receptive, and then you trust. I can't believe you used the word fall in love. My whole motto is, I was like, I say that I'm falling in love with the environment. I'm falling in love with this decision. I'm falling in love. And it makes me feel so good and so energized. And I love that you said that, like you want to fall in love with the work you're doing. And that's a lot of chemistry. That's a lot of firing up.
And it is that collaboration with our own creativity and the flow of our purpose. At the end of the day, we could say, what am I really doing? And it's like, I'm being true to purpose. I'm walking on purpose. I'm boldly taking action on purpose. I'm, you know, being a rebel within myself to stay true to what I'm about. And it takes that, because the minute you walk out the door, there is no shortage of opinion. You know, there's no shortage of other people's ideas about the way things should be. So the only solution that I can offer up is that you become so in love with the truth of what you stand for and your feminine heart. We could say this flows from your feminine heart, that you just become so in love with it that you're willing to listen deeply. You're willing to evolve and let go of it and step into the new ideas. You're willing to innovate. You're willing to shake things up. You're willing to be that leader that's seen as she's always got something new and interesting that she's working on. Be that person and let yourself be that. And the way we can do that is to trust and know that you're being guided moment by moment by moment. I had a quote from Wayne Dyer that says, how can I serve? And when you ask that question, the divine responds in, how can I serve you? And what I believe he's saying to me or saying to you and any of us is that when we ask that question, how can I be more of myself in the world? How can I give my highest gifts to the world? The divine says, let me show you. Let me open doors. Let me be responsive to you. But we have to be willing to ask that question and trust and know that we're going to be guided. And for me, that is the essential powers of the feminine heart that's so beautifully expressed, by the way, through this book.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that now, because I'm actually going to read those when we come back, but we have to let Marsh go. Marsh, if you want to hang out for 2 or 3 minutes, then you can come back, but if not, we understand you have to go, but I'm going to be sharing all your links and everything about you when we come back and the 8 essentials of the feminine heart.
Fantastic.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me, connected to us.
The Connection App. The perfect way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with. All day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Had a tiny delay there. Well, now we're back again, and we do have Marsh here. And thank you for staying on with us just for a few more minutes, Marsh. We have Marsh Engel, and she just wants to do a shout out, as you said. So let's go from there.
I just have to give a shout out to the co-authors of Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise. These women brought a vulnerability to the page that is transforming lives, and not only just transforming, which is an important aspect, but they're motivating, they're inspiring, they're educating, they're mentoring, they're teaching, and they're uplifting. It's the book itself, you know, I just, as I was preparing for the interview this morning, I read through the book. I read through passages of each of the authors, and I'm moved by what this book contains, and I feel as though it's a book that's going to be with us a very, very, very long time because of what it has to share. Thankfully, and in big credit to the 8 amazing women co-authors that brought their words to the page. So I just wanted to give a shout out and thank you for the opportunity to be with you today. And thank you for showcasing these amazing women and being part of the We Rise Amazing Woman movement and everything that we were creating together as a team.
And thank you so much for allowing me to be a part and meet those co-authors, because that was incredible shows. Everybody's got to listen to the replays. Go back into the archives and listen to every single one of them. And, Marsh, thank you so much. I know you have to scooch. You're a busy lady. I just love every – so it's so empowering every single time and so loving, so supportive. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm wishing you so much joy and prosperity, and I know I'm going to speak with you soon.
Yes. Okay, thanks, wonderful.
Okay.
Well, bye, Marsh. Bye. Everybody stay on here, because what I'm about to share now, you're definitely going to want to hear. It in the book Rise Amazing Woman Rise, it's based on the 8 essential powers of the feminine heart. And those are the powers that are in the future of success in leadership. And leadership these days is such a beautiful word. It just means partnership. It means supporting that innovation, everything, like every word that comes out of Marsh's mouth, I just feel like I want to like jump up and put my arms over the air, go, let's go, let's go. Like rising literally with her. And so as we go through, you know, I really do want to suggest again, go back and listen to each of the shows. We had four shows. We did 2 co-authors on each one, and we dedicated a half an hour to each one. And I'll tell you, you got to read the chapter, but then when you listen to them and hear a little bit more personal stories from them and why they wrote what they wrote, what Marsh said there, she goes, each co-author brought a vulnerability to the page, which transformed lives. And that's actually why I love books so much. And I'm so appreciative of all authors. When they commit and they write their story or their lessons and their hardships, their vulnerabilities, and we get to read that and we get to share in that emotion, it does transform us. Something happens inside of us that we don't feel alone anymore. Like, wow, somebody else went through that. Or our hearts just open with such sympathy and empathy. Maybe it's because we've shared that experience or something similar. And when you don't feel alone, and when you can see that there was, that somebody else came out on the other side, on a loving, beautiful side of that maybe horrific thing that you're going through, or traumatizing, or just challenging and difficult. We have so many struggles and challenges in our own lives that are from, you know, careers to relationships to just life, like purpose, that if we only dealt with the masculine side of things and the heart, so that's what they're saying. They're not saying it's male and female, but if we're only leading with control, if we're only leading our lives with force, and like what Marsh said about trying to control it and not allow the flow. I always think of a river, you know, as it goes, allow it to do its own thing, and it will widen and it will narrow and it will be rumbly, ruffled up and make that loud sound, and then it'll be quiet. And we all have those areas in our lives. And so as I really wanted to share what the 8 essential powers of the feminine heart are in this book, and this will hopefully encourage you to just pick up this book, because you know what? I know with anthologies and compilation books, things like that, I love them. They're like little mini stories, and it only takes a few minutes to really change your perception from where you are. So if you are in a spot that you need to rise, or you just need that hug, like a heart hug, then, you know, just read each one. So here I'm going to start with about the book. So you know that more than a book, Rise Amazing Woman Rise is a call for all women everywhere to rise and claim, I love that claim, the essential powers of the feminine heart as the superpowers of leadership they truly are. The book joins together a collective of transformational authors in a shared intention to accelerate an ever-evolving dialogue about the culture of women's success in leadership.
And throughout the pages, you will link arms with 8 influential mentors, entrepreneurs, and changemakers who guide you step to step, step by step into the essential powers of the feminine heart. Something there I wanted to just, this is so interesting. Marsha was saying earlier about the word feminine, how, you know, people said, you know, you just can't put those words together. And she realized that it wasn't about the joining of the those two words, the feminine leadership, it's just the word feminine. And I had such an issue with that word as well. So when I first met Marsha over, you know, over 10 years ago, it literally was I myself didn't want to say anything so super shiny, bright about myself. No, I'll dim my light. And I didn't want to celebrate being a woman. I didn't like the word feminine. I was like, oh, they're just grouping themselves and separating from the, you know, the men. And I have masculine aspects and I love them. And I don't want the men to not include me because I'm out there saying about feminine this and feminine that. So I had to do quite a lot of healing with those words. And now having so much love for them, I mean, I could never imagine turning my back. I can only imagine facing it with my heart. And so as we go through and I just share these, like think about each one of these powers that really do something. So the essential powers of feminine heart, the essential power to evolve. And right there in that story was me evolving. We're going to evolve from one place to the next for in a better way. So this is by Teresa Ray. And I have to say something really funny about her name. I love, love, love it. If you pull it all together and you take out the R because her last name's Ray, it actually spells there's a way. And I love it. I just was looking at that. That was so awesome. And of course, this is the power, the essential power to evolve. And when we evolve together, we rise above the predefined cultural conditioning that would have us playing small and silent. Just talked about that. We rise above the negative chatter by focusing our intentions on bringing more love and light into the world. And today, the world needs to hear our voices that can soften perspectives and lift us all up with love and compassion. And I didn't even plan on telling that story, just and then having this right after that. That was so perfect. Well, then we have Pamela Nebecker. No, I said it. I'm going to say it. My goodness, Nebecker. I knew I was going to do that. Pamela Nebecker, I just love you. And I asked her how to say that name just before we did that show a month ago. And Pamela does the essential power of self-love. There are times in our lives when a revolution of the soul brings the revelations needed to guide us back to self-love. I love that. A revolution of the soul can look like a crisis, like the end of a marriage, the death of a child or partner, or even life-threatening illness. Our soul is calling us to awaken. And so it begins one revelation at a time, beginning with one act of self-love at a time. Line upon line, at every age, through the beauty of self-love, we begin to rise. I love that, Pamela. It's so beautiful. And then we move into by Wendy Yost. And this is, Wendy, she was such a huge help in putting together that series. Like, she did so much legwork for me that she made my life so easy. I just super appreciated that help, Wendy. And Wendy does the essential power of intuition. When we honor our intuition, we free up our energy because we are no longer or are less often defaulting to trying to control our circumstances or figure things out. Instead, we trust ourselves and the moment at hand and get curious about what is being offered through it. Now, that is so interesting because we just had Marsh share that that was something that she had to do, was to let go and trust. And I love that, Wendy, when you mentioned this, we free up our energy. And how many of us say, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I just need to have some energy. I just need a break. I need some rest. And that's why, because we're over, I mean, I'm totally guilty of that. And right now I'm thinking, oh gosh, you know, I know there's certain things I absolutely do have to control. There's a word that I've learned to embrace and it's preference. And it's me coming to terms of saying, you know what? I don't have to have it a certain way. I can prefer it to be a certain way. But if I just consider this to be, is this a preference or do I really have to control this and do it this way? So thank you, Wendy, for that. Now we move into the essential power of presence. It's Connie Ponchero. Hello, Connie. I know I'm giving you your shout out, each one of you guys. And Connie has done the essential power of presence. There's a lot of P letters there. My goodness. And Connie Ponchero. presence comes into our world when we are ready to stand still and be in our power. The power comes from being excited to live in this moment and to allow yourself to be within the moment and listen. And that's a lot of beautiful words to, it made me even kind of slow down there, is to stand, to slow down, to stand still, to listen, and that the excitement is actually, you can be excited and calm, excited and quiet still, because you're just allowing that moment to come out of you. I love that so much. It's actually something that I will work, I shouldn't say work, but allow even a little more. I know I race around my little house and scooching over here because there's so many, I'm so excited and fired up. But at the same time, if we all just give it that moment too, we can recharge so quickly and can receive so much, and we can be using that intuition when we do have that power of presence. So thank you, Connie, for that. Then we move in from Heather Salmon, the essential power of balance. Oh, I love balance. I love balance so much, Heather. As we embrace lifestyles of balance, we open our hearts and minds to living lives of service. As we recognize that all life is connected, we make more conscious choices, taking into account how they will impact the earth and other communities. When open our hearts to empathy and are able to be present, oh, here's that present, to the impact of our choices on others, we become part of the solution for our highest evolution. Now, that is a powerful, impactful statement. We want to become a part of the solution for our highest evolution. You know, there's a lot of solutions out there that we hear, we're told, that we might even share, but to stop and consider and really balance it out, are we evolving? That comes to our very first superpower, doesn't it? And so thank you, Heather, for that. And then we have the essential power of self-authority. And when this is by Petrina Wisdom, love that name. When we are not in our self-authority, we lean towards recklessness. We abandon our self-sense of worth. We underestimate our value and feel disconnected from all that we are. But when anchored in the power of self-authority, we consider, discern, and make choices that are in alignment, centered, and in harmony with our hearts and our minds and our spirit. And there's that evolution. We will evolve if we are centered and in harmony with our hearts, minds, and spirit. Thank you, Katrina. That is beautiful. Another, the essential power of connection by Dina Breslin. Hello, hello. And Dina shares with us in her chapter, collectively, we as women are experiencing an epidemic of disconnection right now. Disconnection to ourselves, to our psychology, to our hearts, our deepest drives, our needs. Now, reading that makes me feel so alone and disconnected that I just, it's so powerful. You've got to read that chapter absolutely by Dina. Thank you for the power of connection. And then finally, the essential power of radiant achievement. Christine Howard, thank you for writing this. You know, she shares with us, radiant achievement is about doing your absolute best to bring forth the seeds of your potential, to bring forth the next level of your own evolution, and all your soul is asking of you, to be and become the fullest of the woman you were born to be. Everybody, you were born to be it. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to create it. You don't have to go gather it up. You already are it. And by what Marsh said, by connecting, making the connections with others and collaborating in that flowing way, truly understanding, wanting to learn about others. And truly, as we learn about others, it really, that's how we learn about ourselves. And so I am just so grateful for sharing in completely the Rise Amazing Woman Rise interview series was magical. It was helpful. I would love for every one of you to pick up that book, Rise, Amazing Woman Rise, The Essential Powers of the Feminine Heart. And just even, you know, go check out Marsh Engel, because you'll be able to track down every single co-author there and every single amazing woman. And I just have to say that in that book, there are also I am statements, and I have my I am statement in there. And I would love for you to read that and share with me your I am statement. So I'm inviting you to explore the book, be inspired to take action for you and to hear your own truth. And then let me know if you, I would love to hear from you about what what you've discovered and what you're ready to step into and rise to. So thank you so much for sharing this lovely time with Marsh Engel and myself. We will see you next week, and you just continue, all of you, to rise. Amazing woman, rise.